Okay, if you're an Etsy seller, you know this feeling. I mean, you pour your heart and soul into creating these stunning products, right? You meticulously craft your listings, you research keywords until you're blue in the face. But then you check your shop's analytics. And despite all that passion, all that hard work, those sales numbers, they just aren't moving much. Low traffic, maybe too few clicks. It's just, well, it's incredibly frustrating, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And that frustration, you know, that feeling that your amazing creations just aren't being seen, that's exactly what we're diving into today. Our mission, really, with this deep dive is to figure out how the truly successful Etsy shops actually manage to stand out. Because, let's face it, it's a crowded marketplace. The core challenge for pretty much every seller is visibility. And while Etsy's internal search is definitely important, the real breakthrough, that often comes from using external platforms effectively.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack this. So we're going to explore how to drive the right kind of traffic. That's key, right? The right kind to your Etsy shop. And why one, maybe surprising, platform often seems to reign supreme for visual products and, importantly, for buyers who are really engaged. And I promise you, listening, it's far more than just thinking, oh, it's another social media site I have to manage, because you spend hours perfecting a product. Then you write those descriptions, you dig for every last keyword, you expect results, you deserve them. But that feeling of pouring in passion and hard work only to met by like stagnant analytics, it can honestly make it seem like you're shouting into an empty room sometimes in this crowded Etsy marketplace. That feeling, it's a symptom of a basic truth. Visibility is just everything.
Exactly. It really is. You need traffic, obviously. But more than that, you need the right kind of traffic.
Yeah.
We're talking about visitors who aren't just, you know, browsing aimlessly. They need to be genuinely looking to buy. And what's really clear from, well, from looking at successful shops is they get this distinction. They realize they have to look beyond Etsy's walls to find those motivated buyers.
Okay, now here's something interesting that often trips sellers up, and I'll admit I've probably felt this way myself before. Many of us see Pinterest as, well, just a place for pretty pictures or, you know, honestly, just another social media site to add to the list. But the insights we've gathered, they show this is a huge misconception. What is the fundamental difference? Why isn't it just social media?
Yeah, that view really misses the core of what Pinterest is. It's not just social media. It's fundamentally a visual search engine. What makes it so unique is that users typically arrive with a very distinct buying intent. Think about it this way, right? People don't usually go to Pinterest to share pictures of their lunch. They go there to plan their wedding or redecorate their home or find unique gifts. It's this planning mindset, the sort of intentional search for ideas and, importantly, products that translates much more directly into purchases.
Okay, so that makes sense. But what does this actually mean for you, the Etsy seller, in really practical terms? The key things that make Pinterest so powerful for your shop are actually pretty remarkable when you break them down. First, like you said, that high buying intent. People are actively searching for ideas, solutions, products to buy. So the traffic you get from Pinterest, it's much more qualified. It's way more likely to convert into a sale. Second, it's a visual discovery powerhouse. I mean, your handmade goods, your unique designs, personalized items, they're visual by nature. Pinterest is like the perfect massive window display for them. And finally, maybe one of the most overlooked aspects, evergreen content. Unlike, say, a tweet or an Instagram post that vanishes pretty quickly, pins can drive consistent traffic to your shop for months, sometimes even years. That means your marketing efforts just work harder and longer for you. It's not a constant churn in the same way. So if your analytics aren't moving, despite everything you're doing on Etsy itself, maybe consider this. The data consistently points towards Pinterest. It really suggests that if you're not on Pinterest, you might literally be leaving sales on the table.
Right. And this brings us to the tangible impact, the actual numbers. Businesses consistently report Pinterest as being one of their top sources of referral traffic to their e-commerce stores. And specifically for visual products, like almost everything on Etsy, it often rivals or even beats other social media platforms in just pure traffic volume. And crucially, because of that strong buying intent we talked about, Pinterest traffic often boasts higher conversion rates once people actually land in your shop. But beyond those direct sales, there's also this really significant indirect SEO boost for your Etsy shop. Think about it. High-quality external traffic, meaning more visitors, people engaging more with your listings, clicking favorite, and ultimately making more sales, all of that sends strong signals to Etsy's own algorithm. Signals about popularity, about relevance, and that can potentially boost your internal search rankings across your entire shop, not just one listing. Oh, and it's also worth noting, Google indexes Pinterest pins too. So that gives your products yet another way to be discovered through regular web searches.
And this connects to a really powerful reason why Etsy actually values external promotions so much. It makes sense if you think about Etsy's business model for a second. Their main income. It comes from sales commissions, not really just the listing fees.
Exactly right. So if you, as a seller, are actively bringing new customers, new users, to the Etsy platform through your marketing efforts elsewhere, well, Etsy's algorithm is designed to recognize that valuable contribution. And in return, it can significantly reward your whole shop, like all your products, with improved SEO visibility within Etsy. It becomes this kind of virtuous cycle. You know, external effort gets rewarded internally. Is it worth it? Absolutely.
Okay, so it really sounds like a no-brainer then. If Pinterest is this powerful, why aren't all Etsy sellers just crushing it over there? It feels like there's a disconnect somewhere, a paradox. What are the common challenges? What's stopping them?
It's a really good question because there are very real hurdles. Our analysis points to a few common ones. First, there's just the sheer time and effort drain. I mean, consistently creating good pins, optimizing them, doing the keyword research for Pinterest, understanding its algorithm, which changes, tracking performance. It can be incredibly time consuming, especially when you're also trying to, you know, make things. Then there's strategy confusion. It's not really enough to just randomly pin stuff. You need a solid strategy, ideally data driven, to actually turn those views into sales. It's not automatic. And finally, there's the lack of initial reach. Let's be honest, building a significant audience on Pinterest from zero, it takes consistent effort, a lot of patience, and often it can take years. Most sellers just starting out don't already have a Pinterest channel sitting there with millions of monthly views ready to go.
Right, and this is where so many really passionate, talented creators get stuck. They might see the potential of Pinterest, but they hit those barriers, the time, the strategy, the initial audience building. It's a lot. So what kind of solutions are out there? Is there anything that can help bridge that gap?
But this is where the idea of essentially bypassing that long, difficult build-up phase comes in. The sources we look at point towards specialized services that are basically designed to bridge this exact gap. They offer a kind of, well, a shortcut, really. These services, for instance, might offer something specifically called, like, exclusive Pinterest channel promotion for Etsy sellers.
Okay, and what's interesting about that kind of approach is how it seems to tackle those challenges we just mentioned head-on. Imagine, instead of building your own audience for years, you get your Etsy products promoted on an established Pinterest channel, one that maybe already has millions of views each month. Suddenly, you get instant, massive visibility. Your products are seen by a huge, relevant audience almost immediately, not after months or years. You'd also likely benefit from hyper-targeted traffic because presumably the audience of that established channel is already interested in the types of products you sell. And that can lead to potentially an explosive Etsy SEO and sales boost. That sheer volume of high-quality traffic coming in can seriously improve your Etsy sales velocity, which, as we discussed, feeds right back into those SEO benefits on Etsy. And maybe one of the biggest wins for busy creators. Time and effort saved, like forever. You can focus on making your amazing products while someone else handles driving the traffic. For example, some services might offer, say, 3 pins for your product that get lifetime promotion. They're never deleted. That means ongoing visibility. And they often guarantee it's 100% real traffic, maybe even providing screenshots or documentation. And these kinds of promotion services seem suitable for pretty much all visual products: gifts, home decor, fashion, handmade things, jewelry, art, collectibles, you name it, across lots of different boards.
Yeah, and if we connect this back to the bigger picture we've been painting, this approach is really presented as the ultimate shortcut. It's about leveraging existing, established reach, someone else's hard-won audience to get your amazing product seen quickly, and importantly, rewarded by Etsy's algorithm. It directly tackles those core challenges: time, strategy confusion, and that initial lack of reach.
Okay, so let's try and summarize the core message of this deep dive then. Your Etsy shop, if it's struggling for visibility, might genuinely be missing out on Pinterest's massive potential. Because it's not just another social media site, it's a powerful visual search engine, packed with users who have incredibly high buying intent. We've talked about how this can bring really qualified visitors to your shop, how it can boost your sales, and crucially, how it can unlock those significant Etsy SEO rewards because you're bringing new users to their platform.
Absolutely, and maybe this leaves you, the listener, with a final thought to consider. How might this discussion, this deep dive, shift your perspective on marketing? Not just for Etsy, maybe, but for any visual product you might create or sell in the future. Really think about, Where are your ideal customers already searching? Where are they looking with clear intent to buy? And how can you maybe tap into those existing pipelines of interest rather than always feeling like you have to build every single audience member from scratch yourself? It's about recognizing and leveraging where that audience, that intent, already exists.